You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 20 and verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You know, when I was much younger, I used to envy the disciples that they saw Jesus physically, they were with him, they could hold his hand. I used to say to myself, if I was around that time, I wouldn't leave Jesus alone. Anywhere he was, I was going to be there. But brethren, you see, Jesus has reserved the best for us, not even for them. He said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Have you not heard people talking about, "Oh, they saw angel, they saw this, they saw that, they saw this," and sometimes you are wishing in your heart, I wish I could see this also. No, it doesn't matter. You don't need to see. You are actually more blessed for not seeing and believing. You know, one day I was like, "Holy Ghost, when are you going to show me some things?" And the response I got in my spirit is, "Okay, do you want to lose the blessing that I attach to those who don't see and who have believed?" I said, no. I want that blessing. It's a beautiful thing that we don't see, yet we believed. It looks more difficult. It looks more challenging. It seems that if you were physically there, if you could see him physically, if you could hear Jesus speak to you physically, you would hear him. That's not true. That's not true. You see, Jesus is not that body that you saw. That is Jesus. It's not just that. It's not that physical body. In fact, today, that physical body that walked in Jerusalem, you can't find it again, because Jesus has taken up his glorified body. So that physical body was temporary for him to fulfill the purpose of God. So the same way they had Jesus is the same way we have him today. He's present with us the same way he was present with them. We may not see a physical body, but the same Jesus, without any reduction in who he is with us today, and he is in us today. And it is, we are blessed that we believe this, even though we have not seen anything. Be careful of asking for signs. It is a great thing that all we need is just to hear God, and then we can act. Just to hear him, and then we move. We don't need to see anything. Abraham didn't see where he was going. God just said, "Leave your father's house to a place I will show you." And then he obeyed. Indeed, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Who have not seen and yet have believed. You know, have you not heard of people who say, "Oh, they've witnessed this miracle, they saw this miracle," and you wish you were there, and wish you could see those kind of things they said they've seen. But when you really check their lives, you will discover that you don't want to have the kind of life they have. You don't want to live the way they are living. Brethren, what is most important is for us to believe what he has said. It's a great blessing. I pray that from today you will rejoice. You will count it a great privilege that you have not seen and you have believed. Because that blessedness is reserved for us. We don't need to see anything. Some of you wish you could hear an audible voice. You don't need to hear an audible voice. The still small voice is okay for you. It is sufficient. When you hear it, obey him. When you see his word, when his word challenges you, and you know this is the word of the Lord, just go ahead. You don't need to see anything. It's a blessing. You know, when I look at the life of Joseph, where did you ever see God spoke to Joseph? I don't think I can see anywhere in the scriptures where God came and spoke to him the way he spoke to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, except for the dream he had. God was with him. And yet, how many characters in the Bible did we read where the Bible kept saying God was with him? God was with Joseph, but we were not hearing God speaking to him, saying this to him, but God walked with him. Brethren, we don't need to hear a voice. We don't need dramatic experience. We don't need a feeling. What we need is faith. The Lord is with us. He will guide us. He will lead us until the day we see Jesus in his glory. And that blessing, you will not miss it, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.